The Attraction Pros Live series have been fantastic. I remember very vividly the 2018 series, which was episode 42, which was recorded at FAA, which was the first ever live event. I remember the fun of the logistics and the nervousness that Josh had before the event, and even the practicality of remembering that we had to ask questions on a microphone, even though we were in a very small room.
Welcome to the Attraction Pros Podcast, where we discuss the latest trends and challenges facing the attractions industry today.
We chat with some of the top leaders in the field and provide resources that will help develop your career in this great industry.
I am Josh Liebman. I am obsessed with the guest experience and helping attractions make that their top priority for success.
And I'm Matt Heller. I am passionate about organizational effectiveness, leadership development, and employee engagement.
Now sit upright, hold on tight, and get ready for the Attraction Pros Podcast.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
It's going fantastically, Josh. How are you?
You know, Matt, I'm doing great. And as you said, fantastic, I counted, and I think there were 350 A's. Isn't that fantastic?
That's exactly why I did it as long as I did. I was counting them in my head, and I think I got to 350 as well. Why is 350 an important number?
Well, first of all, it's a pretty big number, if you really think about it. And this is another milestone episode that we have reached on the Attraction Pros Podcast. This is episode 350.
When you do this like every week like we do, or sometimes three in a week or four in a week or whatever the case may be, it just seems to keep going and compiling. And like when we first started out back in 2017, I don't know that I would have thought we were going to get to 350, but here we are.
Yeah. You know, what's so funny is a lot of people think that this was started in the pandemic, because that's what everybody did in 2020, like started a podcast. Yes. And like, no, we're already close to 130 episodes in at the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, when I think about just the number of episodes, you know, some podcasts don't really track that. They don't put their episode number. And we decided to do that from the beginning, I guess. So there was some sort of sequential order to everything, even though the episodes, for the most part, don't really connect. It's not a serial type of podcast. But what I love is at the beginning of every interview, when we're talking to the guest before we officially start recording and we go over the logistics, we talk about the interview format and this and that, we go through the questions, and then we tell them when their episode is going to be live and what their episode number is, the reaction that we get every single time. And what's so funny is we've been getting a reaction since, I think, like somewhere in the 80s, right? And they're like, whoa, 82, that's amazing. Like, you guys are doing great. We're like, yeah, we are. And then we just kept going.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and the other part is some people who maybe we know kind of well, we say, hey, your episode, 304 or whatever. And they're like, wow, you're just asking me now? Like, you couldn't have asked me a little earlier. So I love that banter and that fun nature that we get to have with people.
We do. We do. We get to do that a lot. We've interviewed hundreds, I would say 350, but not every episode is an interview, but definitely a deep into the multiple hundreds of people that we have had on this podcast, which means, I don't know about you, Matt, but I've learned a lot.
I have too. And hopefully, ideally, our listeners have learned something as well, which is what we put out as a challenge for people to tell us what you've learned by listening to the Attraction Pros Podcast. Now, to your point, a lot of people think that we started during the pandemic. And I think we got a lot of traction during that time because the way we kind of switched up what we did and other things that we offered to the industry. But like you said, we started before that. And maybe it was good we started before that. We got all those episodes in. We've got all our bad episodes in before that. And I don't want to say that because of our guests, but because we don't think we were very good at what we did, but we were able to hone those skills, and hopefully we're still honing those and getting better. But over the years, I think if people are, kind of paying attention and listening, there are nuggets that you can take away. And that's really our goal. When we started this, we didn't want to be a news podcast. We didn't want to be a travel planning podcast. We really wanted to be a resource for people who are building their career in the industry. And the best way to do that is to learn stuff. So all those people that you kind of referred to that we've talked to have all had amazing stories, amazing things that they've been able to share. And so we wanted to know, granted, we've learned a lot, and we'll share that in a little bit, but we wanted to know what were some of those big things that our listeners are taking away. And that's a big part of what this episode is all about.
It is, and it really is about, like you said, the guests who we've had on the show and the audience who we get to serve. When we put out the call of, what have you learned from the podcast? It wasn't just to say, hey, what have you learned from Matt and Josh? Even though, we talk a lot, we share a lot of things. The amount of leaders and influencers and just amazing people within the industry, like you said, have shared so much, have shared so many lessons and so many insights from such a wide range of perspective from the industry. And it really goes back to when we started this, we said, okay, what's this about and who's it for? And we've said we want to cover all areas of the attractions industry: amusement and theme parks, water parks, zoos, museums, aquariums, family entertainment centers, midway attractions, everything that falls under the attractions industry umbrella, and looking at it for both the operator and the supplier side of the business. And 350 weeks later, that is exactly what we've done and put out fresh content every single Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the things that keeps driving me to do this is the feedback and the reaction we get from people that we run into. I was at an event recently where somebody said, "I know you." And I said, "Well, this is what I do. This is my company." He's like, "No, that's not it." And then I said, "I'm the co-host of the Attraction Pros podcast." He's like, "Yes, that's where I know you from." And he probably knows my voice even more than my face. But that kind of feedback that we get, that people seem to be saying, "You're doing something good, where you're putting some positivity out in the world and helping the industry." That's absolutely what keeps me going.
And that is worth, I would say, so much more than just checking the stats on the podcast and seeing, okay, how many people have listened this week, or what's this, of being able to get that, I would say, that qualitative response of people saying, this was such an amazing interview. I learned so much from it. We've also heard about business deals that have been made from people who've reached out to people who were on the podcast, or maybe they said I was on the podcast too, or they just wanted to reach out to network and coordinate, and that leading into long-term results. I feel so honored that we get to play a role in success that is happening within the industry that is completely outside of anything that you and I are doing specifically, aside from creating this platform.
Absolutely. And one thing I would like to say that I will probably bring up later when you and I talk about some of the things we've taken away from this, but it kind of goes along with what you're saying is that, we have this tagline, this hashtag, we are all attraction pros. And I think one of the things that, if it's not intentional, it's certainly in the back of our minds in every episode, is that we're all in the same boat, right? We're all on the same page. So whether you are a supplier or a manufacturer or an operator or an owner or a CEO, whoever you might be, or podcast hosts, right? We're all in this together, and we truly are a group of dedicated individuals and leaders who all we want to do at the end of the day is make people happy. And so when you have that kind of shared goal, the rest of it kind of becomes easy.
Yeah, it kind of falls into place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So, Matt, should we hear from our audience on what they've all learned from listening or watching or tuning into the Attraction Pros podcast for any time between now and the previous 350 weeks that we've been putting out content? Because we know we've got fans from the beginning, we've got more recent audience members too, and we love that. And we know wherever, at whatever point you picked up the podcast, we know that you've learned something, whether maybe this is your first episode you're listening to.
Absolutely. Let's get to it. That's enough of us for now. Let's get to our listeners.
Hi, Matt, Josh. Congratulations on the big 350 coming up. I'm Ben Story. I'm the CEO of Avius, for those that don't know me or recognize me in my rather jazzy jackets. Just wanted to make a quick video to firstly thank you for all your time and efforts you've put into producing these. I know it takes a lot of time to plan, record the content, and actually then edit it together. But I know you wanted to pull out a few highlights that personally I've experienced from, what I worked out to be about 250 hours of content, and that's just the published content, not the cuts, not the edit floor. So that's a huge achievement in any industry. So well done for that, guys. The bit that I've loved about Attraction Pros is the fact that the availability of, basically, it feels like one big family. I come at this from a manufacturer supplier side, but obviously there's a lot of attraction professionals out there and actual attractions themselves. And it feels like we are one big family. It breaks down those barriers between, you know, one side of the bar to the other. It really feels like we can all help each other. You wanted me to call out a few episodes and I had to read through the back catalogue to cherry pick a few. It's lovely to hear your friends and understand a bit more about their background than you ever normally would get in usual conversations. So episode 29 with Bill Lufer from FAA, the Florida Attractions Association, was fantastic. And then a very good friend of mine, Brandon Thom, that was on episode 285. That was great to not only hear them professionally speak, but also find out a bit more about their backgrounds. But the bit that I really love about Attraction Pros is the fact that it brings a variety of an audience. So it's not just your vendors, it's not just your attractions themselves and your FECs. It's also been, for example, episode 23 with Tim O'Brien. He was the journalist that's been inducted into the IAPA Hall of Fame. The first I really knew of him was watching him at IAPA in that November. But then for Matt and Josh to then follow up with an interview was a fantastic way to understand a little bit more. And it was a completely different perspective on the industry than I would ever have normally expected or got to appreciate. Personally, from an AVS side of things, we've actually managed to leverage extending our relationships with our existing partners. For example, Jim over at Island H2O in episode 169. That was fantastic. That was our first introduction, and we've now evolved through to actually getting us into a place of having a contract. Rounding it off, because you don't want this to be too long, the Attraction Pros Live series have been fantastic. I remember very vividly the 2018 series, which was episode 42, which was recorded at FAA, which was the first ever live event. I remember the fun of the logistics and the nervousness that Josh had before the event. And even the practicality of remembering that we had to ask questions on a microphone, even though we were in a very small room. Followed up by the infamous episode 64, which is the first IAPA Attraction Pros Live, which was fantastic as well. Rounding off, it was brilliant the way that you kept the industry connected through the pandemic, switching gears a little bit in respects of being able to collect different angles and how people were adapting and trying to keep everyone together, and especially addressing things like mental health in the workplace. I think that was a huge thing. The last two from me, a personal one, which is always fun and always makes me chuckle, was episode 83, which was the follow-up to a certain visit to New Orleans. I'll leave it there, shall I say. And then obviously I'm very proud and honored to say that I was a single digit podcaster. I was on episode 5 all the way back in the day. And that was when I just first moved from the UK over to America. So it was a great introduction, and it made me feel, I say, as a welcoming scoop up into the family. So I won't speak any longer, but again, thank you very much for all the time, all the efforts, not only for you, but also for your extended families. I think it goes without saying that everyone in the Attraction Pros world really appreciates that. And of course, Josh, Matt, couldn't finish this without explaining that, of course, we are all Attraction Pros.
So I am currently at the MCO airport because just wanted a Orlando getaway for the weekend. But the Attraction Pros podcast taught me that everybody gets into this industry differently. And some, like Matt and Josh, you know, started at a theme park in a frontline job, but like some started in the aerospace industry. Some were in sales at a random marketing company, and like, it's so interesting to me, and something I love about the podcast is how intricate and unique everybody's way is, how they got into this industry is. And so just because you don't think you're on the right path as a young professional, there is no right path. You'll find your way wherever you're supposed to end up, and everything happens for a reason.
Hi, Brad Collins here with Uptown Jungle Fun Parks. What's great about the amusement and attractions industry is it's this collision of some of the greatest innovative attractions on earth with some of the most passionate people. And that's what we get, the best of both worlds. Exciting attractions and incredible people. And I feel like one of my favorite episodes really resembles this, and that's in episode 270 with an interview with Lee Cockrell. And in this interview, Lee talks about how leaving his village and doing the hard things set him up for success. And it's so true. Sometimes we get so focused on little things, or what our next job's going to be, or how we're going to get more money, versus focusing on building a career and life out of something and making something we really enjoy that we can look back on. And it doesn't come easy. It comes with a lot of hard work. But the rewards are worth it. And I feel some of the best rewards I've had, and which I continue to look for in my career, are always come through people. It comes through helping people and teaching people, inspiring them. And it provides me a lot of satisfaction when I see somebody go above and beyond to achieve something that they couldn't before. And I know this probably transcends into many industries, but there's something about the amusements and attractions industry that provides extra experiences to encounter that. And so I strive to make this a part of my day-to-day job. I'm thankful for Mr. Cockrell's example and hope that I can one day look back on my career and have the great realizations and stories to tell that he does. The Attraction Pros podcast with Matt and Josh provides so many great opportunities to re-examine or find a new approach to everything we do in this industry, even the small things and the big things. Congrats on the 350th episode, and looking forward to many more.
Hi, Josh and Matt. This is Logan Zawaki with Sally Dark Rides. Just wanted to congratulate you on 350 episodes. That's insane. That is almost an entire year's worth of material, new material for a new listener every day. Wow. Absolutely incredible. The two biggest takeaways I've gotten from listening to all your different episodes over the years is number one, the power of transformative leadership, active listening, guest-centric or employee-centric focus, really wanting to do what's best for the people around you to ensure that the experience is at its peak for your guest. And that's just applicable to every single industry, every single field. And I love that that is reiterated in almost every episode that you come out with. So biggest takeaway there. Second biggest is the size of our industry. Your podcast truly encapsulates every aspect of the industry, from operations and maintenance to executive level and business decisions to small FECs, large amusement parks. It runs the entire gamut. And what I love is that every single episode, I know I'm going to learn something new. I'm always surprised by some of the smaller attractions that you focus on that I may have never heard of, that after listening to your podcast, I immediately start researching them. And I always find something new and exciting is coming out every day in our industry, or I find out that there have been parks that have been around for decades, sometimes a century, that I didn't even know about. So thank you guys so much for everything you do for our industry, for these two major takeaways from your various episodes. And I hope you have a fantastic day.
Hey guys, congratulations on hitting episode 350 with the Attraction Pros podcast. I've been a fan ever since the COVID lockdown. So Steve Murphy here with Missouri Aquatics Training and Education Solutions. I've been asked, what have I learned from the Attraction Pros podcast? Well, I've learned three, possibly four things. First, I've learned that there's a lot of other people in the industry that have the same passion and dedication for aquatic safety that I do. That's one. Two, I've learned that a lot of folks in the attractions industry can't resist walking by a family who's trying to get that photo and going, hey, let me step in and take that photo for you. Three, no matter which park I go to, even though it's not mine, I find myself picking up trash. And four, just has to be, you know, I've learned a lot about the dedication and passion of everybody in this industry. It's really been great. So anyway, congratulations again, Matt and Josh, on episode 350, and look forward to many more. All right.
Hi, everyone. It's Megan Gannon with Image Engineering, and I just wanted to say congratulations to the Attraction Pros on this incredible milestone. Matt and Josh, you guys have been doing such an incredible job with this podcast over the years, and I think we're all grateful for everything that you do for the attractions community. In terms of the best thing that I've learned from the podcast, I think is just how global this industry is and how we can learn from so many people. My background is in operations and now I'm in business development, but what I love about this podcast is I get to learn about all the different aspects of this industry, not just one. The best thing that I've learned is that we all have similar challenges, whether we be in zoos and aquariums or museums or engineering or custodial or park operations. No matter what we do in this industry, there's always something to learn from each other. There's always challenges and trials and tribulations and successes that we can learn from. So I just appreciate this platform, that there's a place that I can go, that I can learn from people all over the industry. And I want to congratulate you guys, and I want to thank you for everything you do for this industry. And here's to hundreds of more podcasts over the years, maybe even thousands. Congrats, guys.
Hey, Attraction Pros, this is Frank with FunSpot America. And to be honest, I can't pick the best thing that I learned from the Attraction Pros podcast because there's just been so much. Every time I listen to Matt or Josh, I always learn something new. And the Attraction Pros podcast is great because every single week, there's a new guest with a new topic and area of expertise that it always helps me round out as a leader in the attractions industry. This is such a great podcast because I'm always able to learn and grow in my career, and I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Matt, Josh, and the Attraction Pros podcast. So thank you guys for all that you do, and keep on rolling and rocking.
Attraction Pros is such an important resource for people working in the theme park industry, and it's all knowledge that's available for free on the internet, so it's particularly useful for people who are early on in their career and who don't have access to information behind paywalls, technical standards that you have to buy into, or the chance to work with consultants. Whilst there are quite a few books on guest service and leadership, you've covered niche topics like refurbishing rides, recruiting engineers, and making parks more accessible. I think one thing that's clear is that while attractions have their unique selling points, there are a lot more similarities than difference. The basic principles for running a successful attraction tend to be fairly universal, and that's reflected in the range of guests you've had from around the world. I know I've used Attraction Pros as a source when I was researching my Absolute Efficiency books on managing queues. I also use it in my current job as a senior consultant at Universal Verification. We're a company that does auditing and training for attractions around the world. One of the good things about Attraction Pros is you can find quotes that add colour to a book or training. Just quoting from technical standards and white papers can be quite dry, whereas Attraction Pros can give you a quote on an issue that sounds more interesting. So how does that work for me in practice? So we're going around the world delivering training to attractions and theme parks, and we often base our safety training on things like technical standards. So you've got ASTM in America, the American Society of Testing and Materials. We have EN standards in Europe, that's European norms, ISO, which is a global standard, GB standards in China. And you also have white papers on different safety issues, mainly from IAPA, the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. And they've produced these white papers on things like lock-off, tag-out, evacuations and guest behaviour. And these white papers and technical standards are a great basis for a piece of training, and they give you the kind of skeleton. But if we're going into theme parks doing training and we're just quoting from technical standards and white papers, I think the information would be quite boring and a bit dry for a lot of people working in a theme park. But Attraction Pros is really good because it gives you things you can quote, and it gives you stories that put information into context and make ideas more relatable. So I find that the sorts of information you get from Attraction Pros is really good for adding texture to a piece of training. So yeah, I love Attraction Pros, and I can't wait to hear more episodes.
Hey guys, Jamie Flaherty here. Just passing along my most sincere congratulations on 350 episodes. I had to go back and do a little bit of research just to find out what 350 episodes of anything means, and in that research I learned a few things. Did you know 350 episodes is more than South Park, more than ER, more than Big Bang Theory, Cheers, Frasier, Married with Children, nearly doubles that of Seinfeld, and is over 100 more episodes than Friends? That's some good company to be in. Thank you for all that you do for the industry, bringing us closer together, focusing on improving this wonderful industry. And here's to another 350 episodes. Congrats, guys.
Hey, this is Debbie, and I'm here with my friends at Six Flags Over Georgia.
Hey! Woo!
Matt and Josh, we love the Attraction Pros podcast, and we just want to say congratulations.
All right. Well, big shout out and thank you to our listeners. Josh, what did you take away from some of those responses?
Ooh, first of all, wow. Second of all, it was just so amazing to hear from. It's just such a great group of people on what they've taken away. And I think my biggest response to that after, listening and watching to all of them is there are takeaway and lessons you can learn from the podcast that are very specific and very tactical. And some of them are very broad, very wide ranging and just overarching, very high level overviews of the industry that really come together by hearing what our guests have said on the podcast of being able to connect the dots of maybe seemingly different areas of the industry that really come together.
Right. And what I loved was hearing what people had to say in terms of whether it was those very specific nuggets or that broad range of perspectives. There were so many things that I never even thought of, and that people would say, well, this is what I learned, or this is what I take away. And I'm like, that wasn't even on my radar. Now I want to go back and listen to some of those episodes. So I really appreciate the fact that there's so many different perspectives out there to share, but also for us to continue to learn from.
100%. So we're so grateful for everyone who submitted their recording and what they've learned from the podcast.
Absolutely. So we have some reflections as well. We kind of started this before we introduced our listeners, but what are some of the things that maybe you took away or some of your big nuggets from the last 349 episodes?
So I was thinking about this and I was really reflecting on so many of the conversations that we've had. And if we were to sit and talk about what we have learned from the podcast over the last almost 7 years, I think we would go into a multiple hours long discussion about everything that we learned. So while we probably can't cover every single thing that you and I have learned, I started to think of kind of a couple broad overarching topics. And really the first one that came to mind is DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And, it's been a term, of course, it's been around for many years. It's been a large priority for many organizations. It's in the news. There's feelings on it on both sides of the political aisle in terms of, their perceptions on it. And all of that kind of can make it seem kind of muddy. But what I will say is that from this podcast, I have learned so much more about the importance of DEI, how to implement it, and who it affects from this podcast than any other source. So I want to give just a quick shout out to Monet Rooney, Cynthia Sharp, Nathan Jones, Chris Hightower, Andrea Wiles, Nick Taylor, Dr. Tanya Matthews, Dolph DeYoung, Adria Gibbs, and while not in the first 350, coming soon, so this is a teaser for a couple of weeks, Melissa Oviedo.
So I really appreciate what you say about that, because what I take away from a lot of those guests and even more is that concept of diversity of thought. And how important that is. Like, you've got to have that before you can implement those DEI initiatives or, take that to your team and try to communicate that. You've got to be comfortable and open with just taking in a lot of different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And the way that they share the importance of having a wide range of people on your team, a seat at the table, a voice in the conversation, is great for that individual who might be in an area that would otherwise be underserved or in a marginalized community or demographic. How that then, of course, benefits that individual, but it benefits the organization as a whole. And then it benefits the output and the product. And then that benefits the guest experience, who everyone sees the value in it. So like I said, I think it's been described on this podcast far better than any other way I've heard it described in any other source. So I just wanted to give a very special thank you to those individuals. And I apologize if there were any that I missed, but I think that covers a lot of the conversations that we've had.
It sure does. So can I share one of mine then?
Please.
All right. So it's actually related to that in many ways. And it goes back to what I said earlier about the We Are All Attraction Pros hashtag, is because you can go to IAAPA and feel connected to the industry, right? And I don't think this is something we set out to do, But I think it's something that's been a byproduct of the fact that we've been doing this so long and we've had so many people on the podcast, is that I do feel like this is a place where we can all come together, right? We are all attraction pros. There's a connection between all of us. Again, you go to the IAPA Expo in Orlando specifically, and there's 30 to 40,000 people there. And then you listen to the podcast, and I get the feeling, I won't speak for everybody else, but I get the feeling that I'm having those conversations that I might have at the expo or when I'm with people in person, I'm having those conversations on a weekly basis. And to me, that helps keep the passion for the attractions industry alive because, look, I'm in Western North Carolina. The closest parks to me are 2 hours away in each direction, you know? So I don't get to be in a park every single day, but I get to feel connected to it every single day because of this platform and what we get to do. But more than that, it's more than what we're bringing to the table. It's all the people that have shared their expertise and their passion and their time with us and our listeners over the years. So to me, connection is a huge takeaway that I take from the time that we've been able to spend together so far on the podcast.
I wholeheartedly agree. That's a great takeaway.
Yeah. How about another one from you?
All right. So another one from me is, you know, thinking about we're in the business of fun, right? We talk about amusement parks and we talk about water parks and we talk about, I would say, recreational leisure, which on the surface level is very light, right? It's of course, it's enjoyable to talk about. It's enjoyable to participate. We've had the opportunity to have some conversations that I would say go much deeper. And we get into topics that are of critical importance that they extend beyond the industry, while at the same time, they stress a new importance of the industry. So, for example, a conversation that we had with Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World and Stephen Amos when he was with Give Kids the World a few years prior were incredibly powerful conversations that that were emotional. Frankly, they really, you know, tugged at the heartstrings of us and anyone who, you know, was watching or listening to those interviews, as far as the stories shared in regards to what our industry does and has the capability of doing to be able to serve those audiences. And in the case of Give Kids the World, it's families with children with terminal illnesses. So yes, when we think of theme parks, we think of fun, but that's also a huge critical piece of it. And I love hearing stories like that because of how they inspire me to want to do even more for, you know, for the industry and for, you know, and for those groups and those individuals, and to be able to recognize that that is such a critical point in our industry, point for our industry. We also spoke a few years ago with Bob McCullough from Morgan's Wonderland, the first fully accessible theme park, and there was a lot of broad inspiration that came from it too, as well as drilling down to, I mean, I now always think of a carousel that is flush with the ground that says it doesn't need to be just in an accessible amusement park for that to be the case. That can and should be the norm, thinking that, you know, going forward. And I think that inspires park designers and those who are building it to say that should be the normal standard, not to just be one isolated park that does amazing things, right? That one park should be the inspiration and say, this should be the norm for everybody else. And then I have to mention Mandy Sabrandi as well. In the interview that we did with her, we talked about Skywheel. We talked about how amazing the observation wheel experience is. We also had a very deep conversation on grief and her personal story. And also how that seamlessly ties into the employee experience and the guest experience and what leaders can do to better serve the individuals who they're supporting with grief management, with grief counseling, as well as how that ties into what your guests might be going through as well. So I have to mention that as just being one of the most powerful interviews that we've done.
And I'll tag on one more that we did very, very recently where it got a little dusty here in North Carolina. I know it did in Chicago and certainly in Pennsylvania because we were talking to Steve Balliette from Hershey's, and he told us the story about how that MRE bar that they put in the soldiers pack, And then a gentleman who had been in World War II came and he was interacting with the large animated character that was the chocolate bar and the interaction that they had. And I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it because of the power of something like that, a little taste of home that he had when he was fighting for our country. And to just to be part of that, you know, maybe it's tangential to the attractions industry, but it's still something that's connected very well to the attractions, or I should say the entertainment and hospitality industries. So that to me was another example of where we just peeled back the onion. We just started asking questions and this came out. And what I also love about the format that we have is it's very open. And we even tell our guests, we say, here are some starter questions. We may get to them all, we may not. And so when they kind of go on their tangents and tell their stories, it's a great opportunity for us to dig a little deeper and find out kind of what the impetus is for that, or the origin story. And then we have such more better understanding of kind of where they came from, where that's how that story has meaning and how it connects us all.
You're right. We wouldn't have thought to ask Steve that question without prior knowledge of the story, and he found the opportunity to weave it right in. So yes, sometimes we peel back the onions and sometimes we're cutting them too. So. Sorry. All right. What's another one from you?
So this one actually comes from my wife, Linda, because she's a regular listener, but not in the attractions industry. She likes to give me feedback. She likes to tell me when I'm speaking too fast or I say too many ums, or when I've asked really good questions. She's great on both sides of that. But I asked her this morning, I said, you know, you and I were going to be recording this. And she said what she's realized over the years is just how many people and entities and industries are necessary to make the amusement industry work. You know, so it's not just the people running the rides and selling cotton candy. It's all those people behind the scenes. It's the CEOs, it's the manufacturers, and how much effort and passion and detail goes into everything that someone eventually sees when they walk into an FEC. Everything that you see is a decision that someone made. The carpet, the paint colors, the lighting, the menu boards, what's on the menu boards, what the team members look like, the attractions, where the attractions are, is there glass between it, is there not? All of those things are decisions, and they have to be made with the utmost care and thinking through what the impact's going to be, not only to the guests, but also to the team member working in that area. So I appreciated that she shared that, because I think maybe that's something that I may take for granted. I won't speak for everybody, but knowing the industry as I do, having walked the trade show floor, I know how many different entities are involved. But as a non-attractions employee, that's really one thing that she took away.
Yeah. And what that reminds me actually is our interview with Paul Seeson, where he shed light into his inventive thinking and saying every new thing that you see was an idea. So you can think about that from the standpoint of inventing something, or you can think of it from even just a strategic decision. It could be something intangible, something that is more maybe policy or a standard or an interaction with a guest that has been implemented, or a team member coaching and recognition plan. All of that comes from that way of thinking. And yeah, there's so much of it that makes it look like when a guest walks into an FEC or a park or a zoo or anything, that you flipped on the switch and now you're open and it was effortless. So I think that's a really good takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah. How about another one of yours?
All right. So here's a final one from me here is I was thinking about, you know, all the amazing conversations with people. We've gotten into so many incredible topics. We've learned their career backgrounds. We've learned about companies. We've learned about experiences. We've learned amazing leadership lessons, amazing guest experience lessons, amazing, I would say, lessons from every aspect of the business, from marketing and finance and maintenance and the creative side. And it would be too many to mention all at once. But we've also learned some unique and maybe some obscure lessons as well, that maybe it was kind of going off the list of perhaps what we were talking about. But I went through and I was thinking about some of kind of the more, like I said, the unique types of lessons that we've learned from our guests. So I'm going to run through these pretty quickly. First, we learned what to do with a giraffe in a hurricane from Jennifer Berthium. We learned how to dress for negative 32 degrees from Tim O'Brien. We learned how to host a cocktail party from Nick Gray, how to peel bananas from Ken Whiting. Where to Get the Best Chocolate Cake in Chicago from Lori Squire, The Secret to Fire Breathing from Seamus Fitzgerald, What a Chief Snorkel Officer Does from Chris Perry, How to Get a Billion Impressions on Social Media from Eric Fluitt, What I Need to Be a Voiceover Actor from Scott Swenson, What It's Like to Be a Ringmaster from Jonathan Lee Iverson. We learned improv lessons from Heather Barnes. We learned a whole bunch of dad jokes from Nick Taylor. We learned what it's like to play in the NFL from Reggie Williams. And most recently, we learned about Iceland's tourism boom from Bjorn Ingi Knudsen. I also want to give one honorable mention as well, because I'm going to go back to the very first interview that we did. And that was about why attending a Jimmy Buffett concert, which sadly none of us can do anymore, is such a valuable life experience from Scott Brown. And the reason I'm bringing that up at the end is just a thank you in general to Scott Brown for being the first ever guest on this podcast.
I feel like maybe we should bring him back.
Sure.
Just for the fun of it. Just for the fun of it. That's awesome. That's awesome. I remember each one of those lessons very vividly, and I'm sure there's more that
there's
we could.
So many more. Yeah.
I like the fact that you pulled out the ones that are, you know, not necessarily attached to the attractions industry, like learning how to, you know, what it's like to play in the NFL, like totally wouldn't have thought about that. I love those. Love those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I've got a couple quick ones that I'd
all
like
right.
to
I want to hear them.
So one of them, you know, kind of goes back to what you were saying about the different people that we've had. And to me, one of the big impressions I take away from just about every interview is how creative and innovative people are. And the fact that, yes, we could ask a very surface level question, kind of going back to our previous discussion, and get a very surface level answer. But one of the things I really enjoy that we do and our guests allow us to do is to dive a little deeper, right? Again, peel back that onion, ask a follow-up question. I want to know more. Tell us more about this. And what that relates to me is almost kind of networking, right? Because when you think of networking, and we've done a couple of conversations about networking, it can be very intimidating to say, I'm going to go up to people and start talking about myself, right? That's a horrible place to be, right? Or to think about. Instead, think about the question. And I think that's where we've gotten into some of these really great conversations, is because we weren't necessarily thinking about what we wanted to say. We were curious about what somebody else had to say. And so if you formulate the question, we just heard from Melissa Oviedo about asking the right questions, going into to that situation, whether you're interviewing somebody on a podcast or you're networking with somebody at a live event, think about the question that you want to ask them and continually think about going deeper into that, because that's where you're going to uncover some of those really special stories.
Yeah, I've tried to take that in and implement that into my networking. If I'm at a trade show or an event or just meeting new people for the first time, is I try to just keep them talking and just keep asking follow-up questions if I know nothing about them. And I definitely 100% learned that skill on this podcast by doing that with various people. But it definitely enhances your networking capabilities. And I think it's way more powerful and effective than coming up to someone with an elevator pitch on this is what I do. I almost am in the mindset of I'm going to ask them so many questions that they demand to turn the conversation around and say, I haven't asked anything about you yet. What do you do? And then they give you the permission to begin talking about yourself. So I think that that's a really good point that you brought up.
So one other thing that I'd like to bring up is something, again, that you and I talk a lot about, but it really has its roots. The seeds of it was grown here on the podcast from things that we learned from people. And that is the intersection of the guest and employee experience, because truly the sessions that we've done, the educational pieces that we've put together, all that thought process really came from you and I saying, there's a through line to so many things that people are talking about. They're talking about the guest experience, the employee experience, how they are so closely related and how you can look at them, you know, with very similar lenses. And so I can't not acknowledge the fact that that content and that thought process came from our guests here on the Attraction Pros podcast.
Yeah, as well as conversations just with the two of us as well.
Yes.
And I was actually thinking about it because I was going through past episodes. We identified the intersection of the guest and employee experience very early on and didn't even realize it until much later. So it almost required many conversations between the two of us, as well as with guests as well, before we had that light bulb moment being like, wait a minute, we can collect some receipts right here to say, we've got this formula here and this thought that has then led to us being able to deliver that at various conferences and record many podcasts about it. And maybe we want to give a little teaser and plug right now for IAAPA Expo 2024 that we are bringing the intersection of the guest and employee experience to IAAPA this year.
Woohoo! We are. So that is awesome. So I actually have one last thing I'd like to give a shout out to, or one last person to get a shout out to, and that's Randy Jocelyn, because we've had so many great guests that we've had a good time with, but we both know him from before the podcast. And he turned the tables on us. And I thought that was so fun. He says, hey, can I ask you guys some questions? And of course, Scott Feist did that as well during our 300th episode. But Randy did it kind of off the cuff. We were game for it. It was super fun. So anybody who is watching and listening this 350th episode, if you're an upcoming guest and you want to ask us some questions, feel free. It was super fun. So that's one other thing that I appreciate about this opportunity is that not only do we get to ask questions, but we also get to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Paul Griffiths asked us a couple of questions towards the end of his interview as well. So honorable mention to Paul.
Yes.
And mentioned Scott Feist. So I definitely have to bring up him. He hosted episode 300. We went and we did it in the lobby of IAAPA's headquarters, which was phenomenal.
It was. So quite a retrospective for our 350th episode. We've kind of reflected on it. We've heard our listeners reflecting on it. So are we done? Is this it? Do we put a pin in it and say 350, we're done?
I think one of the submissions said, I look forward to hearing 350 more episodes. And just the thought of that actually kind of sounded exhausting. But hey, we've done it before and we're probably going to do it. And, you know, it all is about the people that we get to serve. And that includes the guests that we bring on, as well as the people who are tuning in and listening to this. So you and I started this podcast out of a conversation that we had of recognizing that there was a gap in industry content, which we feel we have filled, as well as many other podcasts and other content channels that have done so as well. But it's a continuing, I would say it's an ongoing journey. There's always more people who we get to bring on, people who we get to talk to, and people who enter into new positions, and more people who come into the industry, and up-and-coming leaders and executives and influencers. So I would like to keep doing it, I would say. And I'd love to hear, you know, from our audience as well, what would you like from Attraction Pros? You know, we have that tagline at the end that we've said a couple of times right now. We'll say it at the end, but we really mean that. We really are all Attraction Pros. The name of it is not that Matt and Josh are the Attraction Pros and this is the Matt and Josh show. It truly is about the connection, the networking capabilities, and the industry. So we want to know, what more do you want to see from the podcast? What more do you want to see from this platform? Where can we take it that would help serve you the best as you continue to build your career in an amazing industry?
Well, and I will echo what you said about wanting to continue. We will continue. So I am super excited about that. 350 more, 650 more, whatever it takes. I am super excited to continue that. And for everybody out there watching and listening, I hope you'll stick around and tune in and follow along. But until then, we are all Attraction Pros.
Thanks for listening to the Attraction Pros podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you can tune in when new episodes release, and even better, please leave us a review on iTunes.
For more information, visit attractionpros.com.